Hey everyone, there is a new episode of my Patreon exclusive podcast, Maybe You Can Relate, available now to the patrons of the Rural Woman Podcast. You can get access to this full episode plus extended episodes and patron-only episodes of the Rural Woman Podcast when you join the patron community over on Patreon at tier 10 or higher. Here's your sneak peek of the new Maybe You Can Relate episode. Hey folks, I'm Caitlin Dubin. You may know me from such podcasts as the Rural Woman Podcast, which you happen to be a proud member of the Patreon community, which is why you are hearing me through your earbuds right now. I'm coming to you from behind the mic in the Rural Woman Podcast studio for this exclusive patron-only podcast to share with you a bit more about me, my personal life, our farm, my family, the wins, the struggles, really just a little bit of everything. I wanted to create a space to share my story with a more intimate audience to build a stronger connection. My goal here is to share about the things I've learned, the good, the bad, and everything in between. And maybe, just maybe, you can relate. I'm so excited to share with you a copy of my presentation that I gave back in June 2021 at the Advancing Women in Agriculture Conference. They had all of the fancy things there where they recorded me on the big stage with all of the lights and all of the things. So you get to listen and watch this presentation. When you're a city kid and you don't know anything about where your food comes from, and then all of a sudden you fall in love with a farmer and he's very charming and quite handsome, he drags you into the operation, maybe kicking and screaming just a little bit. But when we got married, it wasn't my intention to become a farmer. I had a career off of the farm. And that was my intention, was to keep that career off of the farm while having a farmer husband. That lasted a total of 9 months before I quit my job and traded in my high heels for my work boots and learned how to drive equipment and all of the things, which I'm going to get into a bit more later. But what I want to share today with you is some things that I've learned as my time as a podcaster and an entrepreneur in agriculture. Another thing that popped up a lot was family. And when we think about farming, a lot of times family comes to mind. And one thing that I've learned in my relatively short career in agriculture is that family is the best and sometimes not the best thing when it comes to agriculture. It can be tricky to navigate, but there is something so unique and so special when it comes to family and farming, that when you come from an outside industry, it doesn't measure up. You can't explain it to its fullest extent unless you're in it. one subject that came up was privilege. And when I look at that word and I break it down, it's a really powerful theme. It's a privilege to live and grow on our land. It's a privilege to feed people. It's a privilege to have access to the assets and resources of multi-generational farms. And because we have that privilege, it doesn't mean that it's not hard. It just means that we need to acknowledge it and see how we can use that privilege to move our industry forward.
Thanks for listening to the Rural Woman Podcast, a proud member of the Positively Farming Media Podcast Network. The Rural Woman Podcast is more than just a podcast. We are a community. A huge thank you to the Rural Woman Podcast team, audio editor Max Hofer, and admin support from Kim and Co. Online. A special thanks to our Patreon executive producers, Sarah Riedner from Happiness by the Acre and Carrie Munven from Laystone Farms. To learn how you can become a Patreon executive producer or other ways to financially support the show, head on over to wildrosefarmer.com to learn more. Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you listen to the podcast to get the latest episodes directly on your playlist. And if you are loving the show, please be sure to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that accepts ratings and reviews. You can connect with us on social media at The Rural Woman Podcast and with me at Wild Rose Farmer. One of the best ways you can support the show is by sharing it. Send this episode to a friend or share on your social media. Let's strengthen and amplify the voices of women in agriculture together. Until next time, my friend, keep sharing your story.